From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. State Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada says he's dropping his campaign to recall Central Valley Republican Jeff Denham. Denham called the campaign political payback for his refusal to vote for last year's budget. But this year's budget negotiations have taken center stage in Sacramento, and Parada says he's ready to put aside his dispute with Denham to focus on tackling the state's massive deficit.
I feel the same way I did for the last month, except that it's getting worse and worse, and when the treasurer and the controller say to you, you better get this thing done in 7 weeks or the state of California is going broke, that becomes the most important thing.
Still, the recall item will remain on the June ballot because it's too late to take it off. 4 years after Californians voted to fund human embryonic stem cell research, the first specialized laboratories will now be built. The California Institute for Regenerative Medicine yesterday awarded $271 million in state grants to 12 California universities and nonprofit organizations. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmidt says more.
The investment will make California a world leader in stem cell research. After money from Proposition 71 funds is matched with donations from the grant recipients and from private donors, the total amount invested in California's stem cell research will equal more than $1.1 billion. State Secretary of Business, Transportation, and Housing Dale Bonner says Californians will see a quick return on their investment.
These dollars are going to be put to work immediately for the public, and we're going to see jobs created and innovation occurring right before our eyes.
In the Los Angeles area, UCLA, USC, and UC Irvine will use the grants to establish stem cell research centers. In the Bay Area, Stanford, UC San Francisco, UC Berkeley, and the Buck Institute for Age Research will do the same. The largest grant went to Stanford University, which received $43.6 million. Dr. Irving Weissman runs the stem cell program at Stanford. At the news conference to announce the grants, he talked about how his research teams have worked with limited funding and have largely been restricted to adult stem cells due to President Bush's ban on federal funding for new embryonic stem cell research.
So for the first time, you could actually imagine taking advantage of genetic diseases like Lou Gehrig's disease, knowing the genes, and then finding out precisely how they work, where they go wrong, and what therapy is likely to work. And for us to do this, we needed a building.
And now they've got funding for one. Weissman says he plans to break ground on the four-floor, 200,000-square-foot Stanford Institutes of Medicine next summer. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
More than 1 in 10 Californians don't use a bank. Tomorrow in Fresno, the governor's office, along with banks and community groups, will pitch a plan to move more people into low-cost or no-cost checking accounts. Bank on California is the first effort of its kind by the state, modeled after a successful program in San Francisco. Tara Seiler reports.
All right, we got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 1 and 2.
It's a sound many people take for granted, but for Casey Arbogast of San Francisco, a teller's voice is nothing short of a second chance.
The money that I had, literally I was keeping in an envelope in my drawer and hiding it because I just didn't want it, you know, to disappear or walk out.
These days, Arbogast is walking his money into a bank. He used to have a checking account, but says he fell on hard times living in high-priced San Francisco. 2 years ago, after a series of bounce checks, he was placed on the check system, a sort of blacklist by banks. As he tried to pay off his bank debt, he was also paying exorbitant fees at local check cashing centers.
It's really hard to be able to save any money because you're constantly having to pay those fees to go to the check cashing place. You don't have the security of having a savings account, being able to build your money. So basically what it does is it just really destroys your confidence in being able to be a financially independent person.
Arbogast is among 11,000 San Franciscans who now have a bank account through Bank on San Francisco. It's a voluntary program to give people like him a second chance, and for thousands of low-income folks, a first chance. Matt Fellows of the Brookings Institution is working with the governor's office to launch a similar effort statewide.
It really is the on-ramp to economic mobility in this country. If you don't have a bank account, then you're unable to convert your wages into wealth. And it's really that simple.
And building that financial cushion can allow people to go to college, buy a home, or open a business and climb the economic ladder, says San Francisco City Treasurer Jose Cisneros, who helped spearhead his city's program.
Why don't we all deserve the benefits that most of us have, which is we can have access to ATMs around the city or around the country if we want. We can keep our money safe. We can earn interest on our money if we choose to.
But for some people, the idea of saving for a financial future can seem like a luxury. And then there's the fees banks charge and their unfamiliarity with the financial institutions. Ronald Spell says the San Francisco program helped him overcome those barriers.
You might be feel intimidated, let's say, if you walk into any bank, especially the ornate decorations, you're just like, what am I doing in a place like this? They can't help me. They're not going to take my little $25 and help me out.
Helping bridge this divide in San Francisco are community groups doing outreach and financial education for people like Spell. Michael Frias, director of the state's campaign, says he'll need similar support from the nonprofit community in other California cities. He says a huge chunk of California's population has been left out of the system.
Basically, you're talking about 1 in 2 Californians who don't have a savings account, 1 in 5 Californian households who don't have a checking account, and we have 2 of the top 3 areas with the highest percentage of unbanked residents in the country are in California, and we're, of course, talking about Fresno and Los Angeles.
Not coincidentally, those are 2 cities with high immigrant populations. Nearly a quarter of the state's Latinos and African Americans don't use traditional banks. So the state will be asking banks to take a number of steps, such as accepting alternative forms of identification like those issued by the Mexican consul, bolstering their community outreach, and hiring more bilingual staff. Banks will also be asked to give those with a poor banking history a second chance. Bank officials applaud the initiative but are waiting for more details from the state. Anissa Routon is with the California Bankers Association.
The initial goal here is to make sure that people in the communities are being well served. And if there is a way for a bank to provide some additional services, then certainly they would look at that as an opportunity to be helpful and also to help grow their business.
State officials are hoping the more than 2 dozen banks attending tomorrow's meeting in Fresno will sign on as partners with Bank on California. If all goes as planned, the program will be formally launched by early fall in Fresno, San Jose, Oakland, and Los Angeles. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
That's the California Report for Thursday, May 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.